I got to stop Gary's jokes here. I mean, they could go on all morning. Thank you, everyone, for being here. We have Senator Davis. We have Senator Wilkins, Senator Huggins, myself, Stevens. Senator Olson will be along in due course. We have two bills we want to deal with today. Well, SCR 15 on the Standing Education Committee, and then SB 240, the funding package. We have also scheduled for Friday, in which we are planning on talking about the universal, the university teacher report. And then we have Saturday scheduled too, but I doubt if we're going to need that. After checking with all of your offices, I think everyone is pretty comfortable with moving these bills if possible. And because we've had the chance to look at them in task force, as you know, the several bills we're dealing with have come through the education funding task force. So let's go ahead and start with let's start with Senate Bill 240. That's the funding bill. And so you have that before you. You have all the information on it. It was sent to us by the Joint Legislative Education Funding Task Force. And hopefully we've had a chance, I think, several members of that task force and pretty much know what it's all about. Tim, would you introduce it for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, for the record, my name is Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. I'm here to present to you formally Senate Bill 240, which is a result of some intensive work and collaboration from the Joint Legislative Education Funding Task Force this past summer that met through the summer months, and September 1st issued a report that had five pieces of legislation. The first thing, in the interest of time, because we don't have much this morning, the bill simply does five things. The first is a step-down mechanism when schools face a decreasing or sudden abrupt decrease in their ADM, that they have a means to step down their funding over the course of 3 years. Also, a component is a multiplier for the intensive services, which would increase the multiplier of the base student allocation from 7, I believe, to 9, 11, and 13. And thirdly, there's a phase-in of the ICER district cost factor numbers. And finally, an increase of the base student allocation of $100 per year over the next three fiscal years. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Eddie Jeans to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Eddie, glad you're here.
Thank you, Senator. For the record, my name's Eddie Jeans. I'm the Director of School Finance for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. Mr. Chairman, the governor is very supportive of the work that the task force did this summer. A lot of energy and effort went into that report, as you well know, since you were there. I would personally like to thank the task force members and Representative Hawker for chairing that work this summer. As you know, we had a lot of lively debate on a wide range of issues, and what the task force settled on was, as Tim just mentioned, an increase in the base student allocation of $100 a year for a three-year period, increasing the intensive needs funding from the current five times the base student allocation to 9, 11, then 13, adopting the results of the ICER study. Mr. Chairman, I need to make it clear that this would adopt the increases over a five-year period, 50% of that increase the first year, and then 12.5% the following 4 years until 100% is implemented. And the hold harmless for declining enrollment, that's really important for school districts. When the enrollment drops that first year, they're already locked into contracts, so it's very difficult for them to adjust their personnel situation to match their revenue. So this is a very good component. The piece that's missing from this bill that the task force recommended was the pupil transportation recalibration. I know you're aware of that, and I am assuming that we will take that up in the next committee of referral. We do have those numbers recalculated at this time. They're available for you whenever you're ready for those, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the governor announced her education funding package at the State Board of Education meeting in December. And basically, the governor endorses the work that the Education Funding Task Force did, with one minor exception. She would like to see the base student allocation increase to $200 a year over the three-year period, taking it from the current $5,380 to $5,580, $5,780, $5,980. Mr. Chairman, at the $100 increase, that represents about a 2% annual increase. Inflation's been running 3% or more the last 2 years, and just below 3% the two prior years. At the $200 increase, that represents approximately a 4% increase, so it would be just a little bit ahead of inflation. We realize that there's a lot of additional dollars going into this proposal through the intensive needs adjustment and the cost factors, but those are adjustments that I believe the task force felt were needed, and I would not consider those in an inflationary adjustment. Those were adjustments that the formula needed to direct money where it needs to go. So with that, Mr. Chairman, as I said, the governor supports the work, would like to see the one minor adjustment, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate all of your attention that you gave this summer. While we were there, you were there, and I appreciate that involvement. Maybe just a couple comments. I appreciate the governor's interest and her recommendation of increasing the BSA from $100 to $200, but just for the members of the committee, I'd be very comfortable moving this out at $100 and sending it on to finance, where they'll have all the matters of revenue coming in so they can figure out whether they want to go to the $200. Of course, we've got the House bill moving at the same time. And I would also be just as happy if we did not include people transportation at this time, knowing that it'll probably find its way into the bill. Any response to that? Anybody violently disagree with those thoughts?
I'll say it in finance, so that's good for me. And we'll talk about this in finance, I guess. Eddie, but could you just give us kind of the growth trend line in funding for education? I mean, I'm assuming the rate of funding growth is not sustainable over time, but what do you think? You've been in funding business a long time.
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, you're correct. I've been involved with education funding for 25 years now. There's only been 1 year that the state has actually prorated the foundation program, and that was in 1987, when they prorated all state funding across the board 10%, and that's when oil prices dropped dramatically, and so state revenue just wasn't there to support the budget. I know it's a difficult issue whether or not we can sustain this budget over the long term, but education should be our highest priority, and I would hope that the legislature would take that into consideration in the future.
Right. Well, I mean, it's my number one priority, but in the same token, I mean, the business of what's sustainable, I guess, and you're the guru of whether you see that in your experience base.
Through the chair, Senator Huggins, I am the guru in terms of spending. I am not the guru in terms of revenue.
I think you might be the guru in terms of age, too. I mean, 25 years. My gosh, Eddie.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Any further questions of Mr. Jeans? Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question of Mr. Jeans, but I would just like to make this comment. I have no problem with the bill passing because it's going to finance, but I am very supportive of them looking at the possibility of what we will do, if not to go to the governor's numbers or where we will use that money and what we're going to do in transportation. And I think that's a good place for it to happen, because as long as we hold it here, more bills that go to finance, they'll get backlogged, and we want to get this budget complete for the school districts before March 15th. So if we can move this today, I would like to.
Well, I am concerned
about the transportation piece, and I know that it will be addressed.
Thank you, Senator Davis. And I can guarantee you the finance co-chairs are very anxious to get this and begin their own work on it, and also anxious to get the House's figures over, too. We don't know exactly what they might do. So I appreciate your comments, and I think you'll find that they're going to be well satisfied. Any further questions? Anybody else we have to testify from the audience? We have Dave Jones on. Ah. Yes, of course, of course. Come on up.
Thank you, John, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Education Committee. For the record, my name is John Alcantara. I serve as Government Relations Director for 13,000 public school employee members of NEA Alaska. This past weekend, 400 of those members, a little over 400, elected by the 13,000 members, met at the Anchorage Hilton. And actually, we adjourned at 9:06 p.m. on Saturday night, our earliest adjournment in 6 years. So it was actually not as bad as the end of a legislative session, as it normally tends to be. But one of the priorities, obviously, is increased funding for K-12 education. I want to thank everybody for their work this summer on the task force, especially you, Mr. Chairman, and Senator Wilken, who gave up 8 to 10 full days during the summertime when some folks were out fishing and golfing and doing other things. You guys and Eddie and others were in Anchorage for 8 and 9 hour days talking about this issue. That was the first time in a long time, and I've been coming to Juneau since 1984, the first time ever that that kind of time was kind of allocated to talk about the issues of K-12. So that certainly was appreciated, and we did get a chance to talk about these issues. It probably comes as no surprise that our members would like to see the $200 base student allocation increase. Eddie already mentioned that the $100 increase on 5380s around 1.9%, or we can round it up to 2 if you wish, and the $200 BSA increase is 3.7-3.8%, and we'll round that up to 4% and be actually ahead of inflation, which is a very good thing. Speaking as somebody who was born in Anchorage and grew up in Palmer, I mean, I remember the day when there wasn't fees associated with going to public school for things that provide a well-rounded education. There wasn't $150 fees to play sports, to join band, to buy science equipment, to do other things that my children now are running into. And luckily for them, I get paid well enough that I can afford those fees. But, my mom, 9th to 10 kids growing up without a dad and with a widow, there's no way she would have been able to afford to pay those things. So there's a lot of stress for kids that comes into raising money, whether it be selling gift wrap or, doing anything to take them away from their course of study to do things about how am I going to raise this money that I have to do. The coach says I have to sell this much stuff. And I think this bill will go a long way towards addressing some of those problems and getting us back to the Alaska of the 70s when those things didn't exist. And I think the people here do put public education and K-12 education as a number one priority. I think there's so many tools in Alaska's toolbox to fund the governor's proposal and to fund K-12 education into the future. It is over that $1 billion a year mark, and I guess I'll talk about that a little bit in the next piece of legislation that's coming before you. But I just want to thank you for all the time you spent this summer, and all of you. I know a lot of people had either staff there or participated via teleconference. It wasn't just 5 senators, 5 representatives, and Mr. Carl Rose from the School Boards Association. It was a lot of people that put a lot of time into it. I do want to commend Representative Mike Hawker, who chaired that, and his staff. I think they did a great job, and I think this is a quality product, and I'm glad to see you guys considering moving it forward today. And I'll happy to answer any questions if you have.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your comments. And just to make sure everyone understands, should we pass out the $100 figure, it's no indication that we're opposed to the $200 figure. But rather than have that fight and long discussions here, we want to move it on to finance. It's my goal, at least, so they can have the argument where it really should be. Any further questions or comments of Mr. Alcantara? Thanks very much, John. And we also, yes.
Yeah, Senator Stevens, just for the record, my wife is a high school principal. So I don't think she's in your unit per se, but for those that like to talk about conflict of interest, some would say that's a conflict of interest for me. So.
We're going to make you vote no matter what. Thank you, Senator. Mary Frances.
Good morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Members of the committee. My name is Mary Frances. I'm the Executive Director of the Council of School Administrators, and I represent principals, superintendents, and business officials in the state. Earlier last week, I provided some resolutions to each of your offices. Our resolution number 16 does support the task force recommendation. Mostly what I'd like to do is underscore the amazing work that that committee did this summer, and I want to thank those of you who served on it. I did attend all but one meeting, I believe, and I was just totally amazed at the amount of time the committee took to ask probing questions, to analyze the data that districts were giving them in the department. In one case, the district spent almost 2 hours in dialogue with the committee, and I thought that was quite amazing to see that happen. Very, very thorough. And we greatly appreciate that depth of understanding for K-12 education. And where there wasn't consensus, the committee moved on, set issues aside, which will apparently be addressed by a commission or the Standing Committee on Education. So if there was a stalemate, there issues were set aside but not forgotten, which I think is really important. Our association has, the resolution does support a $200 BSA and also asks for a 3-year implementation of the cost factor area differentials, so for your information. But we are very supportive. We're happy to hear you're thinking about moving this quickly, and we look forward to the next committee of referral.
Well, thank you, Mary Frances. It was a great educational opportunity for all of us who served on that committee, task force. I was just blown away by the cost of special ed. I mean, I think that I'd heard, you know, how enormous it was, but until you really hear from a principal what they are facing with trying to solve that federally required mandate and within their own budget, you realize the difficulty that everyone has in doing that. Well, thank you, Mary Frances. Sure appreciate your constant attention to this. Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mary, I didn't have a chance the other day, but her organization was one of a few that has had the courage to come out and support using the earnings of the permanent fund to fund important the function of government. And that's in the resolution that they passed, and I just wanted to publicly say thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Senator Wilkin.
We keep that on our front burner every year.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mary Frances. And we have Bruce Johnson. Mr. Johnson, good to see you again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Bruce Johnson. I'm a director with the Association of Alaska School Boards. Carl Rose, our exec, is on his way back to D.C. this morning, so he asked me to step forward. I appreciate the fact that you're willing to move this out today. I think that makes good sense for our association, and some of the issues that we have can easily be addressed in finance. Carl would like to extend his appreciation for the hard work that went on this summer. Obviously, he was there and experienced it along with at least two of you in the room, and I'm sure you had staff involved if you weren't there yourselves. It, from our perspective, provided an opportunity in the calm of the summer to take a good look at all of these issues, ask hard questions, debate the issues, and those sorts of things. And what has come out of this is something from Carl's perspective and our membership perspective that can really help push education forward in our effort to educate all kids. That's our goal, and everything that we do with the School Boards Association focuses on what's best for kids. And we know that that money is not everything, but it certainly can provide a vehicle to provide additional services for those kids that for one reason or another today are not making it. So we would like to thank the committee this summer, and particularly Chairman Hawker for his leadership. He did a wonderful job in guiding the task force to consensus. We appreciate that. There's really a historic opportunity here to have forward funding and early funding for education, an adjustment to the district cost factor, an increase in the base student allocation, which from the task force was $100. Obviously, there's an effort to look at that, and we certainly agree that finance is the appropriate place to do that. Intensive needs, as you just mentioned, Mr. Chairman, that's a huge issue, and there are kids, and that's part of educating all kids, and we don't want the education of those youngsters to come as a result of something diminished for another student who may not fit that particular category. So we're in full support of that. The hold harmless issue is something that could help school districts scale down, obviously, if they have declining enrollment and not have those sharp spikes in teacher layoffs and those sorts of things. And then, of course, transportation is, with gas prices and new bus contracts being negotiated, will continue to go up. So with that, and we have more testimony, and we'll provide that later, but in the interest of time this morning, we appreciate the work that you've done this morning and your desire to move this on to finance, and thank you for your effort on behalf of Alaska's children. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Carl was a tremendous asset to that task force. And how do you disagree with someone that big?
That's right. Yeah, I work for him, so I get to experience that every day. So
that's right.
I can tell you that he was jazzed this summer and would come back, and we would have lengthy conversations, as you can well imagine, about all of the issues that were forthcoming. So we appreciate that.
Thank you again, Bruce. Senator Huggins.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, there's two components to the special needs that's out there, and I'm not sure the status, one of which is the audits, which was controversial. Audits continue from you. What are you going to recommend from your omnipotent position to the state in the case of audits?
Through the chair, Senator Huggins. Obviously, we see that as an appropriate role for the Department of Education in early childhood. From our perspective, we want to play by the rules. We want our membership to play by the rules, and to the extent that those rules can be clearly laid out in a time frame that allows districts to implement that effectively and get in line, perhaps if there was anything about those audits, it caught some of our districts, you know, involved in one practice that all of a sudden, from their perspective, did not they didn't have enough lead time to make those adjustments. But I would hope that the department would be sensitive when they find errors and provide districts an opportunity to correct those. I don't think anyone is trying to do anything behind the scenes, but you have to appreciate that their job is to secure as much money as they can within those parameters. If they get too close to the edges, we expect the department to step up and say, you're too close to the edge, or maybe you stepped over it, and let's rethink this. Right. But you know, it's more punishing children than it is districts when those things happen. So I don't know that, you know, obviously as a former superintendent, we'd like forgiveness, but maybe that's not always appropriate, and we recognize that. It depends upon how egregious the errors might have been.
Yeah, one of the consequences of the audit, as I recall, at least one of the school districts had a suit, and I don't know whether that's still in litigation, or do we know where that is?
I don't personally. I defer that to the department.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your work.
We also have Dave Jones, now of Kenai, formerly of Kodiak, on the audio conference. Dave, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Good morning, Chairman Stevens and members of the committee. I want to thank you for the opportunity this morning to speak to you. I want to thank the members of the Joint Legislative Education Funding Task Force, specifically Senator Stevens, Senator Wilkins, but also during those proceedings, there were a number of members of the legislative body that was there in person or telephonically. It was just a tremendous amount of work that went on this summer. You know, the sun was shining and the fish were biting, we had legislators that were working for the betterment of kids in this state, and we appreciate that. I think the product that came out of the joint task force was an amazing product that we were able to, the combined effort was we were able to come forward with the product that basically there were six areas of education that had over time carried controversy with them, and through the process we were able to come to consensus that solutions to declining enrollment, intensive needs, district cost factors, base student allocation, Senate Bill 125 with the retirement issue that's so huge out there, and then the recalibration of transportation. Those are six great things that we were able to go forward with. And then I think the other thing that was important was there are more items out there that need to be dealt with, but the committee was able to agree that we're going to do special committees on education. We'll be able to take the other items that need attention to those committees and work on them. So it was a great job that was done. Again, we thank everybody. I think that what you're talking about today, moving it forward, moving this bill forward, is a good thing to do just based on the dedicated work of the task force. And I urge you to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave, and for your attention and attendance at so many of those meetings. I appreciate that as well. Good to hear from you. Thanks, Dave. Anybody else we've missed? Anyone else care to speak? All right. Senator? Oh, yes, Senator Walker.
Thank you, and based on your comment about size, we're pretty much going to agree from now on. Just for the committee and for Senator Huggins and for Senator Olson, when it gets to finance, we ought to have Eddie come and talk about the Moore study. You know, a lot of folks spent a tremendous amount of money on that, and a lot of folks, I think, were on pins and needles as to the judge's opinion. But the judge came back and essentially gave the state of Alaska a clean bill of health and found that we were funding adequately, which this legislature and many prior legislatures ought to be very proud of. But there was one fly in the ointment, and that was some districts that perhaps the department has to do a little more work to follow up to prepare those kids for the exit exam to be a valid indicator of proficiency. So Eddie, I know, is working on that, and I would hope that Senator Huggins, Senator Olson, ask him to come. The judge has, as you may know, the judge has scheduled a court date for June as the final look at this, and she's looking at us through a telescope to see what we're going to do, we being the legislature, to help the department, which is responsible for those children. So whatever needs they need, it would look good on the record, but it would also be helpful for the Finance Committee to come forward through the budget process to give whatever we need to give to the department for their to follow up. So we walk in June we already have a very strong case, but we just need to do a little more to make sure that case comes to us and finds in our favor and is a slam dunk for education in Alaska. So with that, I just pass that to the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Senator Wilson. Senator Hogan?
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%, Eddie, so we will request you. And Senator Wilk and I have talked about it. It's very important. He's one of he's kind of the guru visionary of the education business, and we're going to miss him in that as he goes into semi-retirement.
Is that exactly true? Should we vote on that?
No.
Of course,
yeah.
Issues in it.
Yeah. But we'll have the send-off party later. The other thing, Mr. Chairman, that I would like to comment on is that I'm the rookie at this little horseshoe here and kind of low in the food chain in as far as seniority in the Senate. But in the 4 years I've been here, there's normally been discussions about early funding for education. And guess what? I think on my fourth year this year, it's really going to happen. And I appreciate your leadership of moving this forward in the psychology amongst in the Senate, and I think in the House too. I think it's not just one body that the sentiment is to move that. And I'd say attaboy to all of us. And I don't know, Senator Wilkin, in your tenure here, we ever early funded education? We're going to do that this year, it appears. So, and that certainly has my support. So, with that, Mr. Chairman.
Before you, did Senator Davis, do you have any comments?
I have no other comments.
Okay, thank you.
I move that Senate Bill 240/Alpha be moved from committee with attached physical note unamended.
Thank you, Senator Huggins. Is there any objection to that?
I'd like to object. Thank you, Senator. I find myself in a difficult situation that I object to this moving, but let me just ramble for a bit. The committee this summer did good work. We did good work. We didn't do our best work because we set aside a lot of difficult issues and either for future consideration or for no consideration at all. I'm certainly in agreement with the base student allocation, and that will come out at least 200, and I think Eddie will back me when he says that every 100 is worth about $21 million. So. You know, last year we gave last couple of years upwards 130 to 140 million. So
I support that. I certainly support the intensive needs with the proviso that when that does go up in the budget next year, that there's new money, and it's just not money taken from someplace else. And of course, the step-down provision, that's good. That's needed. I think when we did our summer work, 17 of our 53 school districts had grown, and the others had started to shrink. So certainly Fairbanks has felt that with the striker brigade leaving and leaving us hundreds of students short. Of course, I don't agree with the basis upon which the district cost factors, and I won't bore you today with my concerns, other than to say that my dissent in the report is clear. It's precise because Sheila wrote it, and I'll leave that for the moment. But this, our work isn't done in this committee. If we just simply take that Eyster study and consider it to be good science, and consider it to be anything other than a step backwards to where we have been in 1988, with district cost factors decided not on good research, but simply on a half-hearted attempt. The Eyster formula is not understandable, it's not defendable, and it is not the basis upon which we should fund K-12. So I'm going to be voting no to move it from committee, because this is the committee that needs to work on that. I don't have any illusions that we're going to do that. We'll talk a little bit about it next week. But with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll object to it moving from committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilkin. Senator Wilkin, I appreciate your comments. I understand where you're coming from. I'm, of course, really concerned about the inequitable funding that I've seen over the years with the district cost factor. And this may not be perfect, but it moves us forward, and so I'm certainly supportive of it. Senator Olson, glad to have you with us. Where we are right now is we have a motion to move Senate Bill 240 out of committee onto finance. You're barely worked there, and we're about to vote on that. Unless you have any questions or comments, you can.
Actually, I don't, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank you for this opportunity to go ahead and comment on this. I have been following it for the last few minutes before I got here, and I want to make sure that my position is clear, that I'm fully in favor of moving this on to committee. I understand that the comments that were made by the prior speaker are valid, and valid from his perspective, and I have my perspective as well. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you for getting ready to move this out of committee.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Any further comments? Roll call then, please, on the motion to move 240, Senator Bill 240 out of committee.
Senator Wilkin?
No.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
4 yeas, 1 nay.
Thank you. The motion passes, and this bill will move on to the Finance Committee. And we'll sign that. We'll move right on to the resolution before us, which is SCR 15, Standing Education Committee. And Tim, once again, would you mind introducing this resolution?
Sure. Thank you, Senator Stevens, members of the committee. Once again, for the record, my name is Tim Lampkin, staff to Senator Stevens. Another component of the task force was to, in fact, the first and most immediate recommendation made by the task force was to create a standing education committee. Senator Stevens asked me to share with you a document, a spreadsheet that you should find in your file that's titled Standing Committee, Education Committees Among State Legislatures. Just out of curiosity, I did a search that started with the Pacific Northwest, and that discovered it broadened, because it began to look like that Alaska was potentially the only state in the union that did not have a standing committee as part of its committee structure in the legislature. It turns out that there are two other states, Maine and Maryland, that I'll point out to you, that do not have a standing education committee. I just thought it was of interest to point that out, just as a for your information. I'd be happy to answer any questions about it, but I was focused on looking at standing committees that were dedicated solely to education policy, not lumping them in with things like health or welfare or social services and so forth.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. Any questions, Tim? Maybe just a couple comments. I was surprised, talking to other state legislators that from out of state, that we seem to be one of the few states that do not have a standing grant education, and considering what an enormous impact that matter is on our budget and how important it is to Alaskans, and the fact that it's in our Constitution, the importance, I think it all stressed the fact that we probably should have a standing committee. Both the House and the Senate in the past have had a special committee on education, and that seems to have worked fairly well. I think the biggest objection I've heard about a standing committee is that it would be hard for the Senate to man that committee and to find the time to meet. I know the time is here. We are meeting 8 o'clock in the morning, and that's a little hard on many people. But still, we had no trouble filling this committee, and we had people who wanted to be on it that could not. So, I think it's a good idea to have a standing committee. Any further comments? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think it's a very good idea. And I speak with some experience, having sat on the HESC committee for 8 years and chaired it for six. I never thought that the HESC committee was overworked. And we are. There's a couple of problems. In this new world of 90-day sessions, it's going to be a lot easier to stop legislation. Sometimes that's good and sometimes it's bad. But this committee would give a Senate president the opportunity to make it even more difficult for legislation that he or she may not agree with to be sidetracked, because it would be another committee of referral. So there's a structural problem. The other is that we are going to have trouble manning this committee with, in normal times, with chairs, with members. You know, Prince Brow Beer, remember that? We don't care how they do it outside. And when we say we're one of the only committee, the legislatures that don't, we should also remember that we have one of the smallest senates in the United States. So we are short on people, and it will create a problem. And so I just, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's feel-good legislation, and I suspect that we'll probably look back and put added stresses on the Senate that we really don't need, because there's not a problem today with running them through HESC. I would offer for future consideration, or for you, if we do insist on doing this and we find that it isn't the right thing, that we put some sort of a sunset, mandatory sunset, in the legislation, so that 5 years from now we have to come back, those that are here, and revisit this and say, was this really the right thing to do? Because I don't think it is, but so thank you.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate that, and the five-year sunset is a good idea, I believe. I just make one more comment concerning the university. As you can see, the university is included in this resolution. It would cover all education, both K-12 and university. In my way of thinking, in the last few years, I've seen the university only reporting to finance, and as important as that is, it seems to me that when we did have for a brief time a university oversight committee, that at least we're able to get into issues of what the university is doing, not just what it's spending. So I think that's another added reason to have a standing committee, because it also would include university oversight. Yes, Senator Davis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I think having a standing committee probably is going to be a real good thing for us. Just this year we have the Special Committee on Education on the Senate side. They've had it on the House side before. When I first come to Juneau, that was one of the things I thought would be necessary for us to do, is to try to have a standing committee. And so all these years, since 1991, from time to time, I've talked to the various presidents, Speaker of the House or whatever, to consider that. HESC has a lot of responsibility. Health, education, and social services, all three components that take up a lot of time. And for one person to chair that committee, and you're trying to keep up with all the things that's going on in those different areas, is quite difficult to do. Particularly when they have certain training or things that you want to attend. You know, they got the education committee meetings, and they got the social service committee meetings, and it's a hard sell. And we have this standing committee, or this special committee right now, and like you said, you had no trouble getting five people to want to serve on it. In fact, I think there was more names of people that was interested in serving on it. I don't have a problem with the sunset going in there. I think it won't be necessary, but if that's going to be pleasing to the people on the committee, I have no problem with it. But I think we're going in the right direction. And when I first come to the legislature, that was one of my concerns, along with early funding and forward funding of education. And so I had 6 years on the House side where I pushed those issues. We never got anywhere on it. I'm in my second term now over in the Senate, and I'm happy to say that some of the things that I thought would happen many years ago began to seem to come to a real meaningful thing for me. I would like to see us with this committee. And so if you want to make an amendment to say that we sunset it, I have no problem supporting that also. But I do want to pass this out of here.
Thank you, and I appreciate your comments and your experience as chair of HES. So you know the work that it entails. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are we going to hear anything about the resolution from the educators?
You know, I don't know that we have anybody signed up. Tim, do we? Maybe just check. Anyone care to speak to that issue? Okay, I guess we do have some I would like to speak to. So we'll just go ahead. Might grab that, Tim, but let's go ahead. Eddie? Mr. Jeans?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, my name is Eddie Jeans. I'm the Director of School Finance for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. Mr. Chairman, I believe that the reason that the Education Funding Task Force recommended the standing committee was because they recognized the other issues that need to be addressed. And the amount of time that was spent at the Education Funding Task Force this summer on particular issues that they could not come to consensus on. So it will require a lot more research, a lot more committee meetings, to get a full understanding of what's involved in those issues. And if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to just run through them real quickly.
Please.
The items that were deferred or recommended to a standing committee deal with charter schools and correspondence and homeschooling, special needs block grants, the vocational technology programs, required local effort and impact aid, the Moore case, which I know we'll be discussing, innovative and best practices grants, and the last but not least, voluntary or pre-K programs. I can assure you each of these items will take a lot of time and effort on both committees' parts. So the administration supportive of the standing committees, the concept of a five-year review, I think that's probably doable, workable. It allows you to reflect and see if the committee's working effectively. So we're supportive of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Jeans. And of course, all the long list you had, add to that university oversight as well. Appreciate your comments.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Alcantara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, John Alcantara, Government Relations Director, NEA Alaska. 13,000 bosses elect 400 delegates, and this past weekend they passed a resolution in support of this legislation that's been on the docket since January 18th. And for all the reasons Eddie Jeans mentioned, and I do think as we're in this brave new world of a 90-day session, Senator Wilkin obviously makes valid points, but a standing committee on education will allow five senators and seven representatives on their side to focus on all the issues that Eddie talked about and actually give everything longer hearings. And I know it's going to be difficult to find time, as you guys have found out this year, but you know, the 24th, 23rd Alaska legislatures had special committees in the House side, 25th has a special committee now on the Senate side, and as mentioned by other senators, you had no problem filling these five spots and had people standing in line to take them. So I do think it's important enough as we move forward that you guys pass this legislation and allow a standing committee process to occur for the 26th Alaska legislature. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Alcantara. Any further questions of Mr. Alcantara Any further testimony from anyone in the audience? Why don't we go ahead and get a motion on the floor, and then if someone would care to make a, Senator Wilken, if you were interested in making that a motion on the sunset, we'll consider that. Senator Huggins.
Well, number one, I'm going to be voting no on this, but I will make the motion. Senate Concurrent Resolution, I move that Senate Concurrent Resolution number 15 /alpha be moved from committee.
Thank you. Any discussion on that? Are you ready? I'm ready for a, yes, Senator Wilson.
Mr. Chairman, it might be better to just ask for a committee substitute and just bring it back. You're going to meet on Friday, and you'd have the, then you'd be able to craft the language for the sunset. It would just be a clean bill moving out of here. That appears to perhaps be
well, that's absolutely right. We are meeting again on Friday, and we only have one issue before us at that time, so we can certainly deal with this. So your recommendation would be just to hold on to it, and did you want to make an amendment? Or
I'll leave it up to you. It sounds like folks think it's a good idea to have a sunset of some length, and I'd leave that up to you as the committee chair just to craft that language and bring it back to CS. I don't have any objection to it moving on. I don't think it's a good idea, but that's up for the body. And then you'll have a nice clean bill on Friday, and it'll do whatever it has to do.
I'm sort of comfortable with that. Everyone's okay with that?
Well, first of all, is everybody going to be here on Friday? Is one of the issues that I have, because I think this is an important resolution, and then we've heard from the experts that are in the field, both administratively and otherwise, and I want to see this thing moving on and not be hung up somewhere. And obviously with the 90-day session, we're in a situation where we need to move things on if we're going to get them passed before the end of the session.
Well, that's a very good point. I know Senator Wilken will be out of town, will not be here on Friday. Will anyone else not be
I'll
here?
Be here. I'll be here.
You'll be here? Senator Olson?
I'm planning on being here.
Okay. I'm in town.
Okay. Good. So we'll have the votes moved out on Friday, and if everyone is comfortable with that, then we'll
have have a concern. Yes. If you're going to withdraw that motion off the floor and then prepare a CS, I have this one comment I want to make or ask the question. Senator made a good point when he said that, you know, you got two committees that you could pass it off to because you got HESS and then you got education. I know that HESS has been the long-term time standing committee. And I'm not really sure if anything could be done to remove the education part out of that and still make that a standing committee with the other two components. And I would like to have that answered at the time that we come back on Friday. Because I could see bills getting hung up in those two. You say I chair HESS, there's an education component, and bills come through, I want them in my committee. You got a standing committee that got to go through that committee. So you do have, you know, that sequence that you have to go through that could run into some problems. And I don't know if anybody ever discussed the fact that we do have the standing committee with education in it, or if it could be removed from there.
Yes, Senator, we have looked at that, and you have before you the wording. It just changes it to an education committee. It removes education from HESS, and I can assure you.
Will it be removed from HESS?
Yes, it would. So it would be health. It'd be health and social services. Okay. But of course, if there are issues that HESS wanted to, or that HSS wanted to deal with, they could certainly request the president to assign any bills to HESS as well.
That's not a problem. I guess I didn't read it well enough to see that they were going to then change, and it never came up in your discussion that it was going to go from HESS to HSS.
You're right. We did not discuss that, but that's exactly the case. And if you look through that, I think it just takes the Department of Education and the university out of responsibility for HSS. Further discussion, comments? What do you think, Senator?
Yeah. Thank you, Senator Stevens. Just my rationale is somewhat akin to Senator Wilkins about the committee and the respect that. I'm supportive of 90 days. Matter of fact, I'm sort of up the ante on that and say let's do 90-day session in even years and odd years. We just come down here and do the budget and move on, and we can do early funding for lots of things, but be that as it may. Furthermore, though, I think that the business of task force kinds of approaches, out-of-session work is going to have to surface as a working habit. And so by virtue of that, creating more committees and amateurizing people, I think the demand of that is we got to question that as we go through. So, I mean, this is obviously, I've said before, my number one priority, but I hate to see us, I'm concerned about us just creating more bodies for people to participate in because we only have 20 of those bodies in the Senate. So that's my rationale for a no vote on when it goes to move.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And in response to Senator Davis, I mean, we should go into this with our eyes wide open. And let me just put on my dark hat, and I've seen that other people wear that hat in caucus. If a majority member in caucus asks for a bill to be assigned to their committee, I can't think back to when it's been refused. So if there's just some little piece of a bill that an education committee chair or the HES committee chair doesn't like and wants to kill it, that person just has to go to the Senate president and say, you know, that's got some, that has some piece of health education, health and social services. I'd like it in my committee. And the caucus, if it had just some sliver of that you could say that it would belong there, the caucus won't refuse that, and it'll go. And it would take a very strong Senate president to say no. So, or on the converse, a Senate president could take it and say, well, I think there's a piece of that that I don't like. I'm going to sign it to that committee with the agreement that it's going to die. So that's just the way the system works. And we're giving the Senate now an opportunity for that kind of skullduggery if that's what we want to do. And again, I just don't think that it's that necessary. But, I mean, that's just the way the system works, and we all know that. And that causes me some concern. So. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
yes, please. Senator Davis.
I understand where Senator is coming from, and having not had the opportunity to really serve in that majority where those kind of caucuses took place, and you say you want it, it's going to happen, and he's probably right about that, but it can happen just on a committee like we have, a special committee. If you want something to be killed, it can be done the way we have now. So it doesn't matter whether it's a standing committee or a special committee. It still can take the same effect. I see no difference.
I've seen this happen mostly on the floor. If someone is chairing a committee and they realize a bill has not been assigned to them and there's some element that they would like to have in their committee, simply taking it at ease and asking the president to add their committee to it, and that always seems to happen. I've never seen
right. I do know that to be true, because if I'm HES, which I do chair at this time, when bills come across and it is an education component in that bill, and it does not come to my committee, I do call for an at ease and ask why it's not coming to my committee, which means sometime the bill gets to education referrals.
Well, the options before us are to move this out now or to hold it off until Friday, prepare a CS, and consider yes or no moving it out then. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to remove my motion from the table.
Okay, and that's perfectly all right. Thank you for doing that. So we will hold this over until our meeting on
Mr. Chairman.
Friday. Yes, sir.
Let me just speak to some of the issues that have been brought up in the past. I certainly respect the perspective that the previous speakers have spoken about, but I think if you look at health, education, and social services, those are such big budgets and broad perspectives and broad issues that are out there that putting education into something by itself allows people that are whose single focus or single issue is education, allows them to go ahead and have a voice, have a committee that they can go to, and allows, with all due respect to the chairman of the HES committee, allows her to go ahead and focus on something that's important to me, which is health. Social services is one of those necessary services that are out there that's paid for by the state, but with the size of the budget that is dedicated toward education, I think it's imperative that we have a committee dedicated for that. And because of that, I feel it's important that we have that. And because of that, I want to go ahead and try and move this out as soon as possible. So if we decide to move it today, I'm in favor of it. If you decide to move it out later on, I would like to make sure that it's not hung up and not held off until the end where it doesn't get through, because it's got another body to go through.
Yes, exactly true. And the other body has passed it along so far, this particular resolution. Well, the option you have, then, Senator, is we have no motion on the floor. If you want to make a motion, we can deal with that, or if you are comfortable dealing with that on Friday, either way.
Well, I think, first of all, if we're going to move it out today, which I'm in favor of, to try and expedite the process, unless we think the House can make it, is to go ahead and have the amendment by Senator Wilk for a sunset of 5 years.
Okay, what we need to do then is have another motion on the floor then, and then an amendment.
Well, first of all, I never made a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
right,
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that a conceptual amendment that a 5-year sunset be added to this legislation. Mandatory sunset.
Okay, actually, I think technically we need to first have a motion to bring the resolution on the floor. Would you care to make that?
Sorry, I thought it was on the
floor. It was, but it was removed. Oh. Is that, am I right?
Right.
Yeah. So would you mind making that motion, Senator Olson, to bring the resolution before us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we put the resolution in front of us for the possibility of a technical or a conceptual amendment.
Thank you, Senator Olson. And Senator Wilkin, did you have an amendment to that?
I'd move that the legislation include a 5-year mandatory sunset.
I would like to speak to that.
Yes, Senator.
It sounds like, you know, maybe that's a good thing to do, but this bill was passed on the House side during special session. And it just got picked up on our side since we've been here. Which means if we put that in there, that provision in there, this then have to go back to the House for approval of that. Which would slow that process down, and I don't know if we'll get through the 90-day session and all. I guess we need to take that in consideration, because it could cause quite a bit of disturbance, particularly on the House side.
It's a very good point, Senator. Okay, we have an amendment in front of us to make a 5-year mandatory sunset. Roll call, please, on that amendment.
On the amendment, Senator Wilkin?
Aye.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator Davis?
Pass.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator Davis.
It's already got the 3 votes, so it's going to pass anyway. So I'll say yes. But I think, you know, we might be making a mistake by doing that, because I can see some confusion. So I'll go down as a yes.
Thank you. The amendment passes. We have before us the main motion, which is the resolution plus an amendment for a 5-year mandatory sunset clause. Any discussion? Roll call, please, on that main motion.
Senator Wilkin?
Yes.
Senator Huggins?
We're talking about to move it out of committee?
This is the main motion, is to move this out of this resolution out of committee. We've amended it to include a 5-year sunset. So what we're voting on right now, a yes vote will move it out of this committee to finance with a 5-year sunset.
No, it goes to State Affairs.
No, I don't
Doesn't
think
it?
So.
Yes, State Affairs.
It's not on the resolution, though, is it? You're right, State Affairs. I'm sorry. Yeah, it does not go to finance. Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, a yes vote would move this out of this committee onto State Affairs. A no vote would fail it.
Yeah, no.
Sorry?
No.
So I'm sorry to interrupt this, but we have one yes vote, one no vote, okay?
Senator Davis?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
4 yeas, 1 nay.
The resolution passes this committee and moves on to State Affairs. Any further business coming for us? Thank you all very much. Please adjourn.